just read news. I'm John Scott. NATO member Estonia is requesting an Article 4 consultation after Russian warplanes violated its airspace last Friday morning.
Each one of the members of NATO has an ambassador, and they regularly come to meet here together at the headquarters in Brussels. And just because they meet and talk about Article 4 doesn't directly mean that they will advance to Article 5, the big one, which states when any member state is attacked, everybody will come together to their collective defense.
That's correspondent Mark Carlson reporting. In Arizona Sunday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio marveled at Charlie Kirk's effect on others.
I think he had a tremendous impact on young Americans in general. I think he had a very special and direct impact on young men in this country. That's one of the greatest developments I've seen. It's been very positive. I think we remember him for that.
There was a huge turnout, including President Trump, that attended the memorial service. A majority of voters consider President Trump's deployment of the National Guard to fight crime in the nation's capital a success and favor him repeating that measure in other cities. We have more on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 51% of likely U.S. voters believe President Trump's strategy of using National Guard troops to help the District of Columbia reduce violent crime has been successful, including 32% who say it's been very successful. 36% don't think Mr. Trump's strategy has been successful in reducing crime in Washington, D.C., including 17% who consider it not at all successful. 13% are not sure. The margin of error is plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
That on Wall Street. Stocks remain in record territory. The Dow is ahead 72 points. The NASDAQ composite up 159. This is SRN News. College students might not be so liberal after all. SRN's Michael Harrington with a report.
A study out of Northwestern University finds that 88% of undergrads say they pretend to hold progressive views in order to get better grades and fit in. 78% of college students say they pretend to support transgenderism, and 72% admit they also pretend to be politically liberal. The Northwestern study goes on to reveal that 80% of undergrads have submitted work that does not really represent their beliefs so as not to anger their professors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida is setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, Florida became the first state to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality or so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through third grade. By 2024, a growing list of at least 20 states, including Alabama and Indiana, had followed Florida's lead. This is SRN News. Britain, Canada, and Australia have formally recognized a Palestinian state, joining nearly 150 countries that have already done so. And France is expected to follow suit at this week's General Assembly.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has angrily condemned these declarations, saying they reward Hamas terrorism, insisting there would never be a Palestinian terror state. But might he annex parts of the West Bank in retaliation? The British Foreign Secretary, Yvette Cooper, told me she'd made it clear to her Israeli counterpart that he and his government must not do that. She said extremists on both sides were seeking to abandon any prospect of a two-state solution, which the UK had a moral obligation to revive.
The BBC's James Landale. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he still has good memories of President Trump and urged Washington to drop its demand to surrender his nukes as a precondition for resuming long-stalled diplomacy. More details at SRNnews.com.